Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
NASA scientists have discovered a giant crack in Antarctica's fastest melting glacier. When it calves, it's expected to create a 350-square-mile iceberg that's larger than the five boroughs of New York City combined. And that's just a small chunk of the glacial ice lost to the sea. A new study finds the world's glaciers are shedding 150 billion tons of ice annually. Melted, that's enough fresh water to fill Lake Erie eight times over. Climate change is responsible for most of the loss, but as Living on Earth's Ike Sriskandaraja reports, some of that glacial ice can be found in fancy cocktails.
Where do ice cubes come from? Well, if you run the Springfield Quickie Mart in The Simpsons, you get them delivered by a team of Arctic explorers.
You've got to start selling this for more than a dollar a bag. We lost four more men on this expedition.
If you can think of a better way to get ice, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, he's got to say. Beats me.
But for most Americans, modern convenience takes the hazard out of a drink on the rocks. And not all ice is created equal. Most look at a glacier and see frozen water, but some see slowly moving gold. That's what enterprising thieves saw when they braved the elements and broke the law for a chance at icy glory in the southern Patagonian ice fields of Chile. Nick Lovers covered the story for the Santiago Times.
So it's believed they traveled there by boat and then transported the ice, or piece by piece, into the back of a refrigerated truck.
Piece by piece, the alleged criminals loaded 11,000 pounds of ice from the Jorge Mont Glacier. Even though the Patagonian ice field is the third largest in the world, after Antarctica and Greenland, a guy driving a truck with 5 tons of frozen national monument will draw attention.
So he didn't get very far at all. I don't know if he even made it out of the town before the police pulled him over and checked out what was in the back of the truck.
They found what amounts to $6,000 worth of stolen ice. The driver was arrested for theft, and prosecutors may try him under Chile's National Monument Act. The Jorge Mont Glacier is a popular tourist destination and has recently become the poster child of climate change. A Chilean research team spent a year photographing it to show that it is one of the fastest receding glaciers in the world.
Now, it's not just a block of frozen ice, it's sort of, you know, it's ancient, and it's protected for that reason.
And like any object, old and rare, it's desirable. In the Jorge Mont Harbor, where 82 feet of glacier fall into the water every day, ancient ice is the toast of the cruise ships.
When you reach the glacier, they'll chip off a bit of the ice and serve you a drink with it, so it's a bit of a novelty thing.
A novelty that an undisclosed beverage distribution company, currently under investigation in Santiago, wanted to bring to the city 10 hours north of the glacier. The black ice market is a new problem in Chile, but harvesting glacial ice has been around for a long time. Petersburg, Alaska could be called the town that ice built.
Well, to give you a little history about Petersburg, it's the reason why we exist.
Victor Troutman teaches glacier science to high school students in Petersburg, Alaska.
When the fishermen got here, they discovered it was easy pickings to get glacier ice so they could cool the fish when they would ship it down south to Seattle.
Even after the invention of machines that could make packing ice in hours, the naturally aged variety couldn't be beat.
Freezer-formed ice is about 75% the density of water. Glacier ice is about 90%. Which basically means for a given volume, you literally have more ice, and therefore it can cool more.
Cools more, melts less, and water frozen 1,000 years before the Industrial Revolution is really clean. You can see why the cocktail crowd would seek it out, especially considering this ice puts on a show.
Because of the way it forms, not only does it have a nice blue tint to it, but it is also really clear. As it melts, every once in a while, you'll see a little bubble escaping. And so it almost looks like it's effervescent.
But there's a reason why beautiful blue cubes aren't effervescing in every tumbler. The business of glacial ice has been tried before. It was a fad that crested a quarter century ago. Those who rode the last wave will tell you, even where it's legal, glacial ice is a cold, hard business.
It's essentially floating rocks, slippery floating rocks.
Mark Wilson was the president of Alaska Mountaintop Spirits, a small bottled water company from Anchorage. The New York Times called marketing glacier ice a hot new industry in 1988. It crowned Wilson the creator of the trade.
We couldn't have been more surprised, but I'm sure there was more than one day when we were scratching our heads wondering how this all started.
It started as a small publicity stunt. To promote their bottled water, Wilson brought a cooler of the special ice with him on a business trip to Japan. He gave out bottles of his water with a little piece of real glacier ice. The water was well received, but the ice gave one Japanese customer the chills.
I remember being in the department store and watching a gentleman that was in his 70s or 80s put a small amount of glacier ice into a glass. And when you do that, the ice starts to crack and sizzle. And he put the glass of water up to his ear, listening to it. And he looked at me and said, in Japanese, that's the whisper of the ages. And from that moment on, I realized we had a product we could sell.
Through the late 80s, Wilson's company hauled tons and tons of icebergs into boats, breaking them into 4-pound units, where he says they'd fetch $7.50 a bag in high-end Tokyo nightclubs. But the bubble soon burst. Japan's economy dipped, and too many Alaskan glacial ice startups made the price of ice sink.
Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, the Exxon Valdez more or less decided for us that we were out of that business.
The tanker crashed in the Prince William Sound, not far from where Wilson's company harvested their ice. It's been 25 years since he sold his last very old ice cube, but he has some advice if this fad ever crystallizes.
I think whoever's going to be in that business will have to understand what that ice really means and make sure that whatever product they produce, it'll have to be sold as a product that has value. Value beyond just cooling something down.
They'll have to sell an ice experience that is actually moving. For Living on Earth, I'm Ike Sriskandarajah.